talked last week about this week was sort of the target for second offensive line. Where are you guys? I understand, and there's still a couple guys injured, but where are you with that?
Yeah, that's the hard thing, because with the guys being hurt, you know, it's hard to get a true evaluation out of your top five guys, because not everybody's in there. But the guys that are in there, played against a tremendous front last week. And did they get beat a few times? Yeah, they did. But I thought they rebounded well, especially in that 14-play drive, did a nice job. And this week, now that we've sort of scaled things down and game-planned a little bit more this week, we should have good results. And they focus in on the game plan. And they get all the reps this week, so that'll be a good test this Friday.
You guys have moved guys in and out of that with that group, basically starting in the spring. The fact that it appears you're going to go with the same group as last week, what should we make of that?
I just think it's just another week of preseason, another week of evaluations. I don't think you can really read a whole lot into it because of our injury situation at the offensive line position. But it's just another chance for us as a staff to evaluate the guys and see who eventually will be our best five going into Houston.
Conley got some game action last week, but didn't really get targeted much. Are you expecting more of him on the offensive end this week?
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that with the length of injury that he had through camp, you know, missed some times, kind of getting his legs back last week, wanted to get him back out there and just get a couple of snaps. His play will increase this week, and we need to, again, he's a guy that is in the mix, and we've got to, you know, have a lot of reps on tape to evaluate him properly and see where he fits into our scheme.
Does the offensive line situation affect how first team offense is evaluated as a whole?
No, you're obviously evaluating each player on a per play basis, and you know, obviously the ultimate result is for everybody to grade high on every play, but no, you can't just single out one specific group on offense, whether it's the quarterback or the running back. You just can't do that. You just got to take each play and each player individually and coach that at that particular time.
When you've got a situation on the line like you have, I mean, I think I noticed it the other night, you guys like to go to an empty backfield and let Alex stand back there, but eventually you guys went two backs back there with him. Is that just because you're going to have to adjust to keep them off of?
Yeah, and a lot of it, too, becomes, you know, game situation. It could be down in distance, and it could be tendencies that a defense is presenting at a certain time. And with two backs back there, you know, you can do more things in your protection schemes than you can from, you know, you got seven-man protection as opposed to five-man protection. So that definitely helps in that situation.
You don't make it to the Super Bowl by being 2-0 in the preseason.
You don't? Gosh, I didn't get that memo. Yeah, I mean, listen, we play a bunch of guys in the preseason, and it's an evaluation process. That's what the preseason's for. And, you know, we go out to win every game, regular season, preseason, postseason, whatever it is, and we coach to win every game. However, preseason is a little different because, again, it's the evaluation process. It's allowing – you know, you sort of have an idea, like, you know, Alex Smith is going to be your guy, and, you know, Jeremy Macklin's going to be your guy. But after that, you know, you start having to evaluate your players, and you want to find the best 11 going into Houston. But, you know, the wins and losses in preseason, I mean, there's teams that go 0-4 and end up in the Super Bowl, so I don't put a lot of weight into that.
Doug, what did you see from Mitch Morris under your coach?
I tell you, Mitch is really improved. I mean, he, again, went against a great front last week in Seattle. He's going to see another good front this Friday night. So, you know, there's no lack of or shortness of talent that he's going against. And, you know, he's working through the detail part of his game and focusing on his skill and ability. And sometimes when you're working on technique, you know, you're going to end up making a mental error or mistake, and yet he's a guy that is smart enough to correct that, overcome that, and you know, I think you'll see a better result this week.
Now Davis has got a lot of action, I guess, the way you're using Jamal. What have you seen? What do you want to see from Niles?
Niles, another one that, you know, as the last couple of seasons, he's done a great job coming in for 25 and running the football. And I tell you one thing that Niles really done a good job is catching the football. You know, whether it goes back into the off season, summer, and through camp, but yet you just want to see that steady number two running back right now that can come in a pinch or come in and give 25 some needed rest and still be able to, you know, he has that explosiveness as we've seen in obviously kickoff returns and things like that, but he's more your downhill type runner and that's what you want to see out of him. Who is that?
Charles Tua.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the thought process behind getting him to look on offense and see what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's a situation where, you know, you take guys and you try to see what they can do on either side of the football. You take a receiver and make him a DB or a DB and you make him a receiver. We've done that throughout the course of the year, especially with practice squad players. We've done that in the past. So, again, it's evaluation process and we'll give him more as these days unfold. Well, he's big, he's physical, he's powerful, and he fits that, you know, your offensive line mold. And you know, right now he's learning, you know, so we just got to bring him along slowly and see what he can do once he gets in there, you know, in live action.
Thank you.